Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Yesterday, as they have on the first Monday in January in every odd year since Montana became a state, the Montana House and Senate were gavel to order. And as I said yesterday, it's the one day of the session when everyone smiles. It's also the one day of the session when everyone promises to work together in a spirit of bipartisanship. The minority leader of the Senate even suggested that members set aside their ideology in an effort to work together. It all sounds very magnanimous, but it's totally unrealistic. The purpose of a political system is to allow individuals with wildly diverse ideologies to find enough common ground to be able to live together peacefully while still maintaining their individual beliefs. It's not, as some would have us believe, to create a homogeneous society where everyone believes the same thing. That happens only by force in totalitarian societies. In many ways, our system of government, a constitutional republic, is a much harder system to maintain. Rather than brute force, it requires a moral compass, honor, intelligence, and an adherence to the rule of law to achieve its full potential. Rather than laying ideology aside, a representative republic is a competition to ascertain which ideology will serve the people best, and that happens through vigorous debate in places like legislative chambers. The system is fairly simple in theory, but much more difficult in practice. In theory, people vote for the candidate of their choice, who then carries their beliefs by proxy into the legislative setting. Through public hearings and debates and votes, the most appealing ideas rise to the surface and become law. For this to work, ideologies must be front and center, not cast aside. What we've forgotten in many cases is the art of civil debate. The ability to promote one's beliefs passionately if need be, and then to stand for questions as those beliefs come under scrutiny. When I was in the legislature and I lost votes, I didn't get mad and take my ball and go home. I analyzed my arguments to understand where I failed to make my case so that I could come back and win the vote the next time around. People who want legislators and members of Congress to just set aside party ideology and get along don't understand the process. The goal is not to get along. The goal is to civilly debate contrasting ideas, then to vote, and then to move on. It's called majority rule, and if done properly, results in laws that appeal to the greatest number of people while still protecting the minority. No one gets everything they want, but it allows society to proceed forward in an orderly manner. I've been to many countries where political disputes are settled with bullets in the streets, and for all its flaws, I like our system better. Yesterday's kumbaya moment will last until the first hard vote, then it will be politics as usual. But that's okay. Yesterday's pleas for everyone to be civil recognized our desire to be civil, and that's a good place to start. Maintaining civility in the midst of contentious debate is called statesmanship. It's not easy. In fact, it's one of the hardest political skills to master. But master it they must if their ideas stand any chance of becoming law. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.